Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hey, Wonkybot fans, this is Stuart St. John, and you're about to listen to another episode of our supervillain comedy series, The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. You can listen to this show and the rest of the Wonkybot lineup ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Just go to wonkybot.com and look for the Wonkybot Plus button in the top right corner. Click, and you'll be on your way to an ad-free listening experience, plus get access to special bonus content. In the meantime, enjoy the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, and thanks for listening.
Last time on the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, you and I are going to crush that snake's party, sneak up behind EB3 and slap the epic blocker on the forehead of that treacherous tin head, and then immediately activate the device, which will blow EB3's circuitry into oblivion.
But hell, the minute I say us walking in, they'll just toss us out.
Not if we're invisible. Compliments of the epic Invisiray.
And firing.
I might be invisible, but I'm also naked.
Oh, yes. The epic Invisiray also evaporates all clothing during the invisibility process.
We've arrived at Snake Manor. I'll open door.
Hurry, Svetlana. My skin is sticking to these leather seats.
Now follow lead into party.
Svetlana, dear. So very glad you could make it.
Susan, darling. I would not dream of missing such big night.
Look at you. Not a hint of your recent plastic surgery procedure. How do you heal so quickly, darling?
It must be my youth. Someone as ancient as you wouldn't do so well, I'm afraid.
Look, Doc. AB3's at the top of the big staircase.
Looks like he's built some sort of grand machine.
As you know, I invited you to this celebration to pay tribute to EB3, the new president of the Super Villain Cartel. EB3 launches his first act of evil.
Tonight, I begin my reign of terror. I have built a machine to shrink the entire population of the planet into the size of ants.
AB3's gonna shrink everyone in the whole world.
And now, to activate my machine.
I've got to do something to stop that metal menace's plot, or I'll never have a chance to regain my position as president of the Super Villain Cartel.
There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Holy doly. AP3's machine is powering up, Doc.
Oh, my dark stars!
So much for the big plan.
Unfortunately, you're right, my darling Svetlana. Putting the epic blocker on EB3's forehead and blowing him to bits seems pointless now that he's activated his shrink-a-dink machine.
Perhaps that is why for Doctor to shut machine down?
My calculations indicate that anyone getting within an inch of that contraption risks great physical harm, or even death. 1102, I want you to climb up those stairs to the upper level and shut down that machine at once.
Didn't you just say it could result in physical harm or death?
Listen to me, you selfish monster. I created you to be the strongest, bravest specimen on Earth. If you don't destroy that machine before it unleashes its deadly toxin into the airwaves, every living thing outside of Snakebite Manor will be shrunk down to the size of ants, including your little Yugoslavian yum-yum!
Miliana?
Well, how many yum-yums do you have?
But look around the room, Doc. Snakebite Manor is packed with supervillains. They'll clobber me the minute I even reach that machine.
Have you forgotten we're both invisible?
Have you forgotten we're also both naked?
What does that matter? We're the only ones who can see each other. And keep your eyes focused on my eyes when we're talking.
Trust me, I ain't looking anywhere else.
Creature, willpower is astounding. Svetlana, I would roam from north to south.
But what if someone bumps into me bits while I'm charging through the crowd?
No one is going to bump into your bits!
Easy to say when you ain't the one risking your bits out there.
Never mind your bits! Now listen to me, 1102. All you have to do is push your way through the crowd and up to the top of those stairs.
Where AB3 and Snakebite Sue are standing.
They won't see you. Just move right past them and smash EB3's machine with your bare, barbaric hands.
I don't know.
This is your chance to show everyone who's the boss.
Ooh, do I get to meet the boss too?
I'm talking about you, you stupid creature. You'll show them you're the boss when you crush the machine.
Holy dooly, I'm the boss. Okay, Doc, I got this. Wish me luck.
Good luck. I really don't know how I talk him into these life-threatening situations.
I do. You are genius.
Why, thank you, my darling. I am still invisible, yes?
Do not worry, Dr. Mayan. No one see you in birthday suit, unfortunately.
And as the president of the Supervillain Cartel, I am proud to deliver on my promise to shrink the people of Earth. And please, give a round of applause to my campaign manager, Snakebite Sue.
Thank you, my darling Chrome Doll, and to all my fellow villains gathered here tonight. It is my absolute pleasure to serve beside you all. And now EB3 and I will rejoin you down on the main floor as the machine gets ready to detonate.
Get out of me way! Step aside! I'm coming through!
What's that commotion?
Something's happening on the staircase!
People are being shoved aside, but I don't see anyone pushing.
I hear something approaching us!
I'll smoke cheap cologne and slog sweat. The offensive odor belongs to only one person.
Ooh.
1102, you must be in this room.
That's right, you glorified rumba. You can't see me because I'm invisible.
Quakey B3, activate your infrared light and expose the invisible creature to everyone.
Activating.
That's it, EB3. The creature is coming into focus. Oh my god! The slug is naked!
Alert, alert. All systems failing. Alert, alert.
Oh, EB3, oh no! Seeing the creature naked is making Kumto malfunction.
Naked slug, red alert. It's overloading.
Hey, can see me, Bits, Doc. I knew something like this would happen.
Will you just get on with the mission, you lumbering oaf?
Circuits overloading. All systems failing. Alert. Alert. All systems.
All the damage has been done. Quickly, Doc. Take EB3 to the bunker where he will be safe. Everyone else, clear the room. The machine is about to detonate.
Not if I can help it.
Stop! You ruined everything!
That's the plan!
Super villains! We are under attack! Everyone, exit the mansion!
Don't look now, but Snakebite Susie is slithering this way.
Svetlana, you cow! I know you're behind this somehow.
Temper, temper, Susan dear.
Yes, we wouldn't want you to get your snake panties in a bunch now, would we?
Epicapolis, I hear your voice.
But you can't see me, because I'm invisible, my darling. Which means you can't strike me with that venomous tongue.
Show yourself, you coward!
Look at her, all fang and nowhere to bite.
Game over, Susan, darling. Now slink away before you become newest in purse collection. You know I adore snake skin.
This is far from over. You may have destroyed the Shrink-a-Dink machine, but EB3 is safe. And he will create something even more magnificently evil. And this time he will use it to destroy both of you.
Go on, get! Repulsive reptile!
Almost finished crushing this! And...
The machine has been destroyed.
And the supervillains have all deserted the mansion.
Congratulations, Doctor. You did it again.
Hey, did it again? What about me?
Stop being so narcissistic, 1102. It's not all about you, you, you. Now... the machine might be destroyed, but we still have to stop that tin-headed turncoat before he comes up with another deadly scheme.
I have a feeling Dr. Man has new plan.
As a matter of fact, I do. I've just summoned the Epicjet. Once we're on board, I'll explain every...
Oh, my God.
Svetlana, my darling, why are you looking at me like... 1102, are we still invisible?
Well, one of Snakebite Sue's maids is staring at me from across the room. Kind of the way Svetlana's staring at you. So I'm guessing maybe we aren't invisible no more.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy. In a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the power
powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
My darling Chrome Dome, thank goodness you're safe inside the bunker.
You failed to protect me.
I'm so sorry, my darling. It was a surprise attack by Epicopolis.
I thought we were protected inside your mansion.
He tricked me. He and that creature were invisible.
Now, because of you, my shrink-a-think machine has been destroyed. And I am a humiliation.
Nonsense! We will rise again, together!
We are together no more. I can only count on myself.
What?
You are about to become my robotic servants.
Chrome Dome, what's that you're holding?
My newest invention, a laser that transforms ordinary people into mindless machines with a singular purpose, to serve my every need.
Ah! Oh! My arms! My face! They're becoming metal!
It is done. You are now nothing more than a machine.
I am ready to serve you.
Good. I want you to search the city for Dr. Epic and 1102.
As you wish.
I will turn them into machines like you. And then I will do the same to every man, woman, and child on Earth. Until the whole world is serving me. The singularity has begun.
Master EB3, the computer indicates Epicopolis is no longer in the city.
That is impossible. What is his location?
He's on board the Epic Jet. His flight path indicates he's headed for India.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, starring Stuart St. John as Dr. Epicopolis, Michael Plahuta as 1102, Todd Fisher as EB3, and Jessica Majors Rankin as Miliana. This has been a WonkyBot Studios production. From WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, 5 teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name? brave fool.
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Grog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trikus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trikus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.